It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters. The primary election in Iowa is June 5th. The most high-profile primary races are on the Democratic side for governor and three congressional districts, but there's also a pretty contested Republican primary for Secretary of Agriculture. With me this morning to talk about the race and really just the job itself is IPR's agriculture reporter Amy Mayer. She's our connection to Harvest Public Media. Good morning, Amy.
Hi, Clay.
First off, what does the Secretary of Agriculture even do?
Well, this person has a variety of responsibilities. Some of them relate directly to the farm, such as administering programs to help farmers pay for water quality projects. Some of them affect a broader sector of our population. There are agriculture programs that, for example, support urban farming. And I actually was talking to a hog farmer from Clear Lake recently, and this is how he described what the job is.
To enhance agriculture, to tell the politicians out east that this is what's going on in Iowa. This is what we think needs to be done. I wouldn't want the job because you got to represent big ag, you got to represent small ag and everything else.
So Chris Peterson doesn't want this job, but there are a lot of people who do.
Okay, and let's lay them out. On the Republican side, who's running and what does the race look like?
We've got five candidates on the Republican side. All of them come from farm families, have strong farm backgrounds. Mike Negg is currently serving as the Secretary of Agriculture. He was appointed when Secretary Bill Northey was tapped to go to Washington, D.C. Dan Zumba is currently a sitting state senator, and he is the only current state legislator who's running. Ray Gasser is a former president of both the Iowa and the American Soybean Association. Craig Lang was president of the Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, which may be perhaps the most influential farm group in the state. He's also served on the Board of Regents. And then Chad Ingalls has a diversified farm and has worked as an ISU extension agent. He's also served on the local school board.
And on the Democratic side, there's just one candidate.
That's right, Tim Gannon. He's also from a Century Farm family, and he has served under former Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at the Risk Management Agency there at USDA, and I believe worked with Vilsack also here in Iowa when Vilsack was governor.
How do these Republican candidates position themselves when the leader of their party, President Trump, has been talking Chinese tariffs that are really concerning to soybean farmers and pork producers and really just the agriculture industry as a whole?
Well, some of them have made some comments about the need for open markets, which is a sort of general statement about trade. I haven't heard a lot of specifics in response to the disputes with China, and not anything to suggest anyone wanting to sort of stand up in any way to the national agenda. But the issues that seem to be pretty common among all the candidates are, of course, ongoing concerns about water quality, rural economies, also soil health, and some conversations about right to farm and who has that right and how does that play out legislatively or legally. And then also just in the bigger picture, thinking not only about producers, but also processors and ultimately consumers. So to get that whole big umbrella of agriculture.
And we've been hearing a lot about the Farm Bill. This is a federal program, but do state secretaries of agriculture really have any say in what goes on at the federal level?
Well, not directly in the sense that they're not going to vote on something, but I think in particular, if secretaries of agriculture band together to show their support or opposition to a particular element, they can have some influence on those elected officials in D.C. And, you know, you never know what long-term influence somebody will have. And I think some of Secretary Bill Northey's leadership in Iowa, in particular on water quality and as a part of a committee to reduce the Gulf hypoxia zone in the Gulf of Mexico, is probably something that contributed to his appointment to the USDA position he has now. So short-term, probably only in a group sense. Long term, it's hard to say.
Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer. She's our agriculture reporter. She's also our connection to Harvest Public Media. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can find our campaign coverage at iowapublicradio.org. You can also follow Amy on Twitter. She's at @AgAmyAndAmes.